The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil led him to Jerusalem and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord. We have just begun the sacred time of Lent in order to prepare our hearts to celebrate the coming festival of Jesus' triumph over death and rising to new life. At that moment, the fullest expression of our joy will be to renew the baptismal promises which we made or were made for us. Baptism is more than just a standard of life we have been given, especially for those of us who may have been baptized. It is quite possible that we have never consciously embraced the reality of baptism as an established living relationship with God. It is something that parents arrange for their children, but it is God who provides. But it is God who provides the grace and possibility of eternal life. You may have heard the expression, "God has no grandchildren." We don't call God grandfather. Baptism is not a relationship that happened through our parents. It happens only directly with God. Maybe we don't often think about it, but the moment we were baptized, we were saints. How lucky those adults are to come into the church and receive baptism because they have all of their sins forgiven. We have 5 catechumens tonight that we are going to send off to see Bishop Burbage tomorrow because they are preparing to be baptized. And I always thought, it's the luckiest person in the world that gets to be baptized as an adult, right? Because everything is just forgiven and you become a saint. Only after baptism, then, we have to start the work of reconciliation because we sin. The child who is baptized, free from original sin, is blameless and free from any sin, just as Mary is. As we grow, we begin to make choices, some good ones and some not so good, by which we shape our lives, and often we find ourselves in need to find our way back, to come back to that original state of grace which we received in baptism. For us Catholics, the process is reconciliation and reparation for our sins. It is during this period of Lent that we find ourselves challenged to do penance, to accomplish this work, to find ourselves closer again to God, to find ourselves reconciled to one another. In the Gospel today, Jesus goes immediately from his baptism in the waters of the Jordan River into the desert. There he spends 40 days in prayer and fasting, at the end of which he is tempted by the devil and begins his public life. It reminds us of the Israelites in being freed from their slavery in Egypt, passed through the waters of the Red Sea and into the desert. It was in the desert that they were formed as God's people. They came to know their relationship with him, and he prepared them for their entry into the promised land. To get from the desert into the promised land, they had to pass through the waters of the Jordan River. When we were talking about the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord earlier this year, we discussed why it was necessary that Jesus was baptized. You might ask the same sort of question today. Why was it that Jesus needed to be in the desert being tempted by the devil? Is it possible that the devil could have had any power over Jesus? Of course not. But it shows that he entered fully into our humanity. He had every experience that we had. Hunger, isolation, the heat of the day, the temptation to not do the will of his Father. The first of the devil's temptations has to do with Jesus as a human being. He was in the desert for 40 days and he had not eaten. The gospel simply says he was hungry. I would probably have written very hungry. The devil asks why Jesus doesn't just turn one of these stones into a loaf of bread. Jesus' discipline of fasting was a choice that he had made, and he knew it was a preparation for his life as a disciplined human being. And although this might not seem like a real temptation, because Jesus could have changed stones into bread any time, it is a kind of temptation for Jesus to break his resolve. Man does not live on bread alone, Jesus says. The second temptation seems to hit more at the heart of who Jesus is as both divine and human. In Jesus' humility, he left all of his glory behind, all of his power, his dominion over all kingdoms, and he became a humble, lowly human being. It seems the devil is now challenging him to break that resolve and see if he might convince Jesus that he could have both. The devil says Jesus could accomplish this simply by worshiping him. Of course, we know that a person who does this loses everything. Perhaps the devil couldn't see the reality that Jesus was both a humble man, still with the same glory of God the Son, only hidden, and only weak people grab for power. The third temptation seems to me is something more like presumption. I could go to the top of a high building and jump off and presume that God is going to save me. What would happen? Splat, right? Probably. That would be, in a certain way, demanding God to obey me. His third temptation goes at the heart of Jesus' relationship with his Father. He has absolute trust that the Father will take care of him, but he knows that the Father is asking him to do something very difficult that he alone can do. In the beginning of his public life is where his journey of trust to Jerusalem begins, his journey to Calvary. It is interesting how the waters of baptism, the waters of the Jordan, seem to be the thread that travels throughout the story. The baptism which we have received, which is our entry into the desert, what St. Paul describes as being baptized into the death of Jesus, a desert where we will find ourselves now as we wait for that moment when we will rise and pass over from the desert into the promised land. It is in the promised land that Jesus goes to work, so that from there he calls us to himself. As we reflect on our experience in these 40 days of Lent, let us not forget to always remind yourself that the work of God is already being done in you through the waters of baptism, and to know at the end of the season of Lent, having done our work of penance, we will know the absolute joy of renewing our baptismal promises on Easter Sunday as daughters and sons of the Father, sisters and brothers of the Son, in the unity and love of the Holy Spirit, and heirs to eternal life.